USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. One person is dead and three more are injured after a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas.
We have one person in custody. We do believe there possibly could be one outstanding. That's why the extensive search of the mall is being done right now.
Police say it's too early to speculate on a motive. The injured victims were taken to local hospitals. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says his priority right now is looking after the people of East Palestine, following a scary train derailment and toxic exposure there.
You know, I don't care about the railroad. Our obligation is to give the people the best information we can.
Residents are complaining of illnesses and dead animals. Republican DeWine says new EPA tests on Wednesday confirm most of the air and water is safe, but that he understands why residents are still on edge. Severe winter and storm weather expected to impact millions of Americans from Texas to Ohio all the way to the Gulf Coast tonight. Wintry conditions, heavy snow in areas further north like Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska are expected, while there are severe thunderstorm and tornado threats pressing in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is officially jumping into the presidential race for 2024. She says America needs a new generation of leadership.
Our enemies think that the American era has passed. They're wrong. America is not past our prime. It's just that our politicians are past theirs.
Haley served as United States Ambassador to the UN during the first 2 years of the Trump administration. She's the first Republican to formally challenge former President Trump for the GOP nomination. U.S. fighter jets have intercepted Russian aircrafts off Alaska's coast on Monday. North American Aerospace Defense Command used two F-16s to intercept two Russian bombers and two fighters. This is the first reported interception of this year, but it's happened as often as 15 times per year in the past. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee to the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
There's some more legal drama brewing as a special counsel investigates former President Trump. This is because former Vice President Mike Pence plans to challenge a subpoena.
This is a moment where you have to decide where you stand. And I stand on the Constitution of the United States.
He wants to shield himself from the subpoena due to him acting as president of the Senate during the Capitol riot. The special counsel is looking into the riot along with Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents. A former governor asking another current governor not to run for president.
Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska and one-time Republican vice presidential nominee, is urging Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to stay in Florida and sit out the 2024 GOP primary race.
Everybody I speak with in Florida, they all love him. And he does set the tone for, I'd say, every other governor in the nation. I think he's our best governor.
Speaking on Newsmax, Palin said she gives anyone who wants to challenge Donald Trump a lot of credit.
He's got the wherewithal. He's got the vision.
Correspondent John Schaefer reports there, Palin saying Trump likely unbeatable. The nation's air travel system is safe. That is what the acting leader of the FAA told a Senate committee. Billy Nolan said things are safe, but there's always room for improvement. His remarks came as senators questioned him over a series of recent close calls and included a near collision last month in Austin, Texas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.